It's Colorado Matters. I'm Mike Lamb. We continue our look at immigration now. Yesterday, we told you about a new report from the University of Denver. It calls for a major overhaul in the U.S. immigration system. One of its recommendations is that the federal government come up with a national worker ID card, something that's difficult to forge. The concern is that it's too easy for an undocumented worker to present fake papers and get a job. Well, back in 2006, Colorado passed a law known as HB 1017 that was designed to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants. But immigration attorney Ann Allett, who's based in Centennial, south of Denver, doesn't think the law has been terribly successful. Her firm advises companies in the construction and hospitality industries. Allett spoke with producer Sarah Hughes.
Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So this law that was passed in 2006 requires employers to check and also to keep copies of their workers' identity documents, such as a driver's license or a green card. But you say that undocumented workers are still getting jobs.
Yes, indeed they are. Employers are in the position, Sarah, of enforcing the law without the tools to do it. Driver's license are obtained with fake and stolen Social Security numbers. Lawful permanent resident cards are impossible to tell if they're fake. It is very difficult to identify fake documents.
And that's true for passports, Social Security cards?
Yes. Yet the passport only has one ID document, and that's the photo. And if you steal a passport and replace the photo, it's pretty difficult to tell that that is, in fact, a fake document.
So an employer could have these fake documents on file and assume that the worker is here legally and the worker gets the job.
Correct. Employers are not document experts, and I think they try hard in good faith to make sure that the documents seem to apply to the person who's presenting them. But the number of fake documents out there is very large. I'm reminded when I go to the airport. In the airport, of course, when you get on a plane, I use my driver's license to show my identity. And it's scanned through a machine. And when it's being checked, I ask the agent, I said, have you had any fakes? And the answer is always a clear yes. Can you imagine trying to get on an airplane with a fake document? But they do.
So if the airport has the ability to suss out whether a document is fake or whether a document is real, then why can't Colorado employers?
Colorado employers have not been given the tools that the individuals who are clearing security at the airport have been given.
So can you give an example of how hard it can be to tell the difference between a fake document and a real document?
Yes. Two of the basic documents that are frequently used have many faces. The resident alien card, also known as the green card, has several different versions. And although the federal government puts out a guide about what document was issued when and what it should look like, it is extremely difficult to use this guide with an original document to tell if it is a real document or not. The second document that has many versions is the Social Security card. The Social Security card is one of the most frequently used documents there is. Yet, it has absolutely no biometrics on it whatsoever. It is a simple card that is very easy to make fake documents of, and it has many, many versions. So it's very hard to get, I don't even know where you can find a list of all the documents that have been issued by the Social Security Administration.
What about from the employer's side? You advise a number of businesses on how to comply with the law. How is it going? What are you hearing from these businesses?
Well, it's another layer of bureaucracy. This law puts the responsibility on the backs of employers when the government has not secured its ID that they are responsible for copying. An employer is not a document expert. They look at the documents, they believe they're genuine, and they take them and they accept them. And unless they have actual knowledge that the individual is undocumented, they should hire them. If they don't hire a person because he looks or sounds foreign, the Department of Justice will allow that worker who was not hired to collect double wages for work that was never performed. So the employer is really on the horns of a very difficult dilemma.
Do you think that those companies that end up hiring undocumented workers hire them because they simply don't know that the workers' IDs are false, or because they may have a hunch that they're false but don't really follow up?
I think that the employers are acting in good faith. I believe that when they have a hunch, they become very concerned about what to do. And the law requires that when they have a hunch, they may have what we call, in legal terms, constructive knowledge, which requires them to take another step. It has to confront the individual and say, an employee has said you may not be who you say you are. Do you have anything to say about that? And then if the employee says nothing or says, well, of course I am who I said I am, their hands are tied. And it's very difficult for them to act any further without getting into some other kind of trouble.
So it's one thing for Colorado to require that all employers keep copies of workers' identifying documents, and it's another thing to really enforce those requirements. So how is Colorado doing on the enforcement side?
They're sending out three different notices, and the notices require the employer to produce copies of the documents that they have been keeping. The first one is a notice of random audit. The state of Colorado is sending out approximately 30 a week to employers selected by random. And the second thing they're doing is sending notice of complaints based on citizens complaining that a workforce appears to have undocumented workers in it. So if you get one of those documents, either one of them, 1 year later, they will send you a notice of re-audit. That is when they are talking about fines. If a year later they re-audit you and you are not doing what you're required to do by the state of Colorado, the fines will be issued, and fines can range from $5,000 to $25,000.
And are we seeing Colorado really come down heavy with those fines?
Well, I think that they're being very proactive to help employers by seeing them first without fining them and fining them the second time around.
So I wanted to get back to this idea of a secure national document. A recent report released by the University of Denver recommends that the United States government fix all of this by creating a secure national document so that employers don't get caught up trying to figure out if a document is fake or if it's real. Do you think that this will work?
I think it has a much better chance of working than what we're doing now. The report also covers the use and the expansion of E-Verify, which gives the employer a chance to see a copy of the document that was issued, such as a passport, and compare it with the one that the employer is looking at. And any time you can do something like that, I think you're making great strides in helping employers resolve their issues with respect to trying to hire workers who are authorized to work in the United States.
Anne, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Anne Allett runs the Allett Immigration Law Firm in Centennial, south of Denver. She spoke with producer Sarah Hughes.